This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. No matter what calamities befall a baseball team, even September collapses of historic proportions, fans pin new dreams on the phrase, pitchers and catchers report. And that target date has arrived for the Red Sox. Today, pitchers and catchers officially report to the team's new facility in Fort Myers. It's a new spring training ballpark as the Sox start the season with a new manager, a new GM, and some changes in the roster. So what is in store for the Sox in 2012 as they mark the 100th anniversary of Fenway Park? Joining us from Florida is Boston Globe national baseball writer Nick Cafardo. Nick, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Great. So first off, how therapeutic is this moment for you and for Boston sports fans? I think the Super Bowl outcome probably led a few folks to start anticipating this date.
After last year, as you mentioned, there's a lot of anticipation as to what this team will look like and what the Bobby Valentine era will look like.
Right. Hope does spring eternal, and there are some reasons for that, one presumes?
Listen, the team last year was on pace to win 99 games as of September 1st, and then the 7-20 collapse occurred, and you know it was one of historic proportions. And so Valentine, of course, is a different manager than Frank Oner. He's a much sterner guy. He's more disciplined. He has a lot more rules than Frank Oner does. He runs things differently. Players won't be able to get away with as much. And quite frankly, I think it's what this team needs right now.
So how do you think the players will respond to Valentine?
Well, Valentine made the comment the other day that he kind of outlined his spring training camp regimen, and he said that there were a lot of people with frowns on their face. So obviously it's going to be a little tougher, a little the players won't be able to go out and play golf as soon as they would like, there might be more running involved. There might be more conditioning involved. And so at first, I'm sure that there'll be some resistance. And then the players need to realize this is the way it's going to be.
With Jonathan Papelbon off to the Phillies, how do you think his absence will be felt on the field and in the clubhouse? And do you see Andrew Bailey faring well as the new Red Sox closer?
Well, that's a big question also. I mean, Papelbon is one of the best relievers in baseball, And it's very hard to replace him, I think. Andrew Bailey is a two-time All-Star, younger guy, so 27 years old, but he's had a history of elbow problems. And in the last 2 years, he hasn't been able to stay healthy for the entire season. So that is a problem. He seems to be okay now, so it would appear that he would be ready to kind of be the closer all year long. But we'll have to wait and see. But he's definitely, when he's pitching and he's healthy, he's an excellent, excellent closer who I think can really handle the pressure of Boston. He's a very tough guy. He's from New Jersey, and so I think he'll be able to handle the East Coast pressure of baseball.
Right, but has he practiced his river dance?
Yeah. Well, who knows? I don't know him that well, so I don't know what his little quirks may be. But most successful closers are a little bit odd. So I'm sure he has an oddity or two about him.
Well, on the topic of odd, there's not a whole lot odder in baseball than the knuckleball. How do you feel about the departure, the retirement of Tim Wakefield?
Yeah, I wasn't surprised. I mean, at some point, all careers have to come to an end. He's 45 years old, and he's pitched well beyond what anybody ever thought he would pitch, and himself included in that. So I think it was well overdue. But part of me thinks that it's not over for him. I always get the funny feeling that, sometime around June, July, when a couple of injuries have occurred, that maybe he gets a call again and can fire up that knuckleball again, because I don't think it would take much for him to do that.
As the season looms, what do you think the Red Sox are going to have to do to kind of regain the faith of their usually faithful fans?
They can't have a start like they did last year where they were 2-12 or 2-10 or something like that to start the year. They can't do that again. That would definitely put the Red Sox Nation in a state of unrest. But winning, I think, will cure it. And just a whole different kind of attitude where, the baseball is more important than the from the beer drinking and the chicken eating.
Thank you, Nick, for your insights from spring training.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Nick Cofardo covers baseball for the Boston Globe. This is 90.9 WBUR. Hey, Sarah, Sarah. Whatever will be,
the future's not ours to see. Hey, Sarah. WBUR supporters include the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the passion of NPR journalists all around the world whose stories take us there every day. Carnegie Corporation of New York, a foundation created to do what Andrew Carnegie called real and permanent good, celebrating 100 years of philanthropy. And the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, dedicated to the idea that all people deserve the chance to live healthy, productive lives at GatesFoundation.org. Hey, Sarah, Sarah.